fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
What do you say? Let's all get together and welcome them to the stand with a great big hand!
Everybody, what's up? I love my life. Hey, everybody, good evening. Madhouse Radio is here. We are alive, we are proud, we are ready to do a big show. So, welcome and prepare to enjoy this that we've created for you here with me tonight. Milkman is not here yet, but we do have Tuck and Baz. What's up, guys? How you doing, man? Okay, good. Tuck and Baz are doing good, apparently. Great. Always glad to hear that. If you're interested in knowing what this show is all about, if you've never heard us before, be sure to check us at madhouselive.com. Of course, you are listening to us on Syndicate Radio tonight. Syndicateradio.tv. It's good to thank you for having us on, Syndicators. Always appreciated. If you want to reach me tonight here, you can. The instructions are all on the websites, but of course you can always go to AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. Perfect effect for that kind of thing. AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio is the name. You can also reach me tonight at on MSN Messenger, Madhouse Live at Hotmail.com, and so on and so forth. Be sure to keep in touch with me tonight. Send in your prank call requests, all that good stuff. You know where to do it. Okay, Tuck and Baz, are you there? Now Tuck and Baz disappeared. Tuck and Baz will be back. I don't know. I got a plane flight tomorrow. I got to fly out tomorrow, so I'm not going to be doing a late show. I'm probably only going to be able to do like an hour, guys. I'm sorry. Sorry to tell you now. Maybe I'll go on until 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. But normally we are on every Thursday night. We do prank calls. And we do comedy. If you want to call in tonight, you can also reach me at the toll-free line. If you're looking on the screen, it's somewhere over here. Over there. I think I'm pointing at it right. Somewhere there. And see, right here. There you go. Oh, look at that big fat finger coming at you guys. Somewhere around there, you're going to see a toll-free line. 888-278-8509. 888-278-8509. While you're staring at my fat fingers, I'm so retarded. There we go. If you click right about here, right about up there, you can subscribe to the Syndicate Radio Room. So be sure, if you have not yet, somewhere up there, be sure to do that. And then I got a little something there right there for you. See that? There you go. All right, everybody. We're going to have fun tonight. We got stuff to talk about. Tuck, are you with me yet, man? Tuck, say something. Make a noise. Break a wind. Break a wind, man. Come on. Break your mouth, wind. I don't know. God. Kill me with all this here. I gotta add some mods up in the Syndicate Radio Room here real quick. But anyway, Mitt Romney has dropped out of the Republican primaries. He's dropping his bid, his run for the GOP nomination. So at this point, John McCain is apparently going to be the dude. For the Republicans, not bad, not bad. I have no sound effects tonight. For some reason, my sound effect board is not loading up. So for the time being, you folks are just going to have to listen to me kind of bullshit here and there while I do that. I got Kokanee, and it's now official. It's not Kokanee, it's Kokanee. Kokanee has been sending in news stories this week. Thanks, man. He's at work tonight, I believe he said, or he was going to be out or something like that. Maybe he'll join us later. But anyway, We got a news story here. Some dude named Ellis Cleveland, which right there, if that doesn't tell you, here, listen to this, guys. Those sound effects you guys know and love. There you go. How you like them apples? I did it for you. This guy named Ellis Cleveland was caught robbing a bank, and they asked him if, he robbed four banks within a 5-day span. And when they arrested him, that's what the cop told him. The cop said, hey, you robbed four banks. And he said, four? I didn't do four. I only robbed three banks, but it doesn't matter because I'm not talking to you guys. I want a lawyer. Well, unfortunately, you already talked to them, you dumbass. You stupid moron. So, thanks to you and your little big mouth, you basically admitted to robbing three banks. You're pretty much going to get in trouble for robbing a fourth. What's the point of robbing a bank? I mean, don't people always get caught? Has anybody ever not gotten caught robbing a bank? Like, eventually? Anybody? Except for that guy. I mean, large sums of money and so far. The only person I ever heard, there's some guy on a plane once. Some guy in the 70s with a mustache, and he hijacked a plane or something, and then he parachuted out the back of it into, like, the Pacific Northwest area, and he was never seen again. Forgot that guy's name. Maybe some of you older listeners out there know what I'm talking about. I knew if Milkman were around, he'd know. But I don't know the name. Don't know what to tell you. Anyway, give me a moment here. Tuck, are you with me yet, Tuck? Can you say something yet, man? Ah, shit, I know what it is. Hey, Tuck Machine, what's going on? Okay, anyway, Tuck will hear me momentarily. Also, I want to say thanks. I want to say thanks to Clint. I want to say what to Sequoia. DB Cooper being called in by Dark Jedi. Thank you, DB Cooper is the guy. That's right. Gold star for Dark Jedi already. Early off in the show. Good deal, man. I think that's the first golden star for him ever. I see a lot of people in the chat want to say what's up to, God, who do we got here now? Of course, Dino, as I said, Dark Jedi's in there. Mrs. Dark Jedi, who is going as Pleasure Chest. That's funny. Well, that's funny, yo. I gotta admin these people here. Let's see, Buddy's Girl, of course. What's up? DTT's in the house. I see Saigons. Saigons, man, if you were cool, you know, most of the time, I would, you know, maybe be able to op you one day, but, you know, I don't know. It's just, there's a history there, but cool. You're a good guy. See a lot of there. I don't see Zolar around tonight. Zolar must be out, I don't know, must be going to sleep early tonight. Maybe he's got a big day tomorrow, you know? I think he's on tomorrow. So anyway, yeah, I'm flying to Pennsylvania tomorrow, and I'm hoping, I'm going to be there until Tuesday, and I'm hoping to see snow for the first time. Hoping to God that, I get to see snow for the first time this week, and never have. I've been born and raised in Florida. I've never seen snow in my life. I'm not planning on driving in that. I know that much. I thought the phone was ringing. Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
House Radio.
Hey, what's going on, Milkman?
I am Big Man.
What's up, man? So, hey, we're talking about, nobody's talking. I think Tuck finally made it back. Tuck should be able to hear me now. Tuck, you hear me? Say something, damn it. Okay, good. Good, Tuck, good one. Anyway, D.B. Cooper, what do you know about D.B. Cooper, man?
That's the guy that stole all the money and did the first, like, major, like, hijacking back in, like, early 70s, man. Jumped out of the back of the plane.
Okay, here. Hello.
Hey, Tuck.
And they actually think that he died during the...
getting knocked out.
Huh?
No, Tuck's talking over you. Tuck, remember, they can hear you on the phone now, man, so... Tuck, we got Tuck on the line here.
Good to hear Tuck.
Oh, no, he'll talk eventually. He'll get to it. No, we're talking about D.B. Cooper. So he hijacked a plane over, like, the Pacific, and then he'd, like, parachute out the back of the plane or something like that? Like a regular, like, airliner?
It was like, I think it was a 707 or a 727. And, yeah, he went out, like, through the cargo door, and it was over, like, a mountainous region, I think, maybe, like, the Rockies or somewhere, because they found, actually, parts of the money that was old and still wrapped up, like, downstream, like it had actually, like, washed down from somewhere.
Oh, wow. He probably died.
The belief is that when he thought that, you know, he supposedly took a parachute in the middle of the night, that he probably impacted and died, and that the money just fell down and eventually washed down because they found in parts of a watershed.
Oh, really? In a watershed, really? So yeah, he probably didn't make it, but that's balls, though, man. He almost got away with it.
Well, he was like the very first commercial hijacker, I mean, basically. I mean, he set the trend, you know, because up until then, no one ever thought of doing that.
That bastard set the trend for Al-Qaeda, man.
Well, I mean, you know, he helped put people like our good friend DTT in business. Only thing is, he can't pass the Microsoft stimulator, so...
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, heaven forbid the day DTT gets his hand on Microsoft Air Simulator, whatever the, you know, flight simulator.
That thing, you know, I don't know, man.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Watch out for that.
King what he does now.
Yeah, so Milkman, how's your week been, dude?
Man, I'll tell you what, I am wore out. I'm working 98 hours a week. I'm on the 405 right now. Traffic is moderate to heavy. We're moving along all probably about a steady 50-mile-an-hour clip here versus the normal 80 or 90 that everybody's traveling.
Right.
So, yeah, heading southbound on 405, and I think we may have a visitor online here with me. Here.
Oh, you're on your period. Yeah. All right. All right, good.
Visitor, are you online?
Hi.
Oh. Who's this? Is this Sweet Kisses?
Well, of course.
All right, what's going on, Sweet Kisses? How you doing, sister?
Pretty good.
Good. You sound very youthful tonight.
Well, I am very youthful. Oh,
of course. Of course I knew that. I knew that.
I'm not
80. No, of course not. No, you're not in your early 40s. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Oh, man. So, how's the dog business going? You're a dog breeder, aren't you? Don't you breed dogs?
Yeah, I have. Puppies left to sell from this litter.
So how often do you sell, like, what do you breed? What breed are you breeding?
Yorkies.
Yorkies you breed? Oh, those are popular dogs.
She's pregnant again.
Wow. How often?
Pregnant.
How often does she get pregnant?
I gotta get rid of the son of the litter.
Is it twice a year that she has a litter, or is it more than that? Twice a year? And you make some pretty good money on those puppies, I bet, huh?
Yeah.
Is it an AKC registered dog that you're...
AKC.
Wow. Man.
Yeah, they're doll babies.
That's the racket right there, you know. That's some good money right there. I'm going to start breeding cats or something. There's no money in breeding cats. You got to breed dogs.
Yeah, Milkman's a big pooper.
Yeah.
He looks like the dog.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we're going to start breeding Milkman. We're going to start breeding Milkman, little Milkman puppies out there, selling them for like, you know, 50 cents. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, give us money, and we'll get rid of these guys. Yeah, well, it's good talking. Yeah, that's good. It's good talking to you. All right, so Milkman, how soon until you get home? Do you think?
Yeah, I'm getting close. Probably within the next 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I'm just getting off the 405 now.
Okay, the 405. Is that a big is it the big road in L.A.? Is that the deal?
Yeah, that's like one of the main ones. It's about 7 lanes wide.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, and so I'm working my way slowly back to Pacific Coast Highway.
God, 7 lanes wide. I can't imagine being on a road like that.
It's great, man. Everybody flies through here. You never see any cops. I've never seen but one cop in all this time.
Yeah, who's going to stop someone on those highways there, man? They'll paralyze the whole fucking highway for everybody.
Ain't nobody goes slow unless you're like all the way over in the really far left lane.
Wow.
Far right lane, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, the far right lane to get in the exits, and everyone else is just flying, huh?
Exactly, man.
Wow.
I love it though, as far as the traffic and everything. It's not that bad. I've only been in a couple jams, so.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, well, usually, this time you're usually stuck in traffic. Well, yeah, and I'm not going to go on late tonight. Was why I was asking, because I have my flight tomorrow. I'm flying out to PA, to Pennsylvania.
Right. Tell Sweet Kisses about your plan. I've been telling her about some of your plans.
Oh, it's not this. This is not the show yet. This is, I'm going to be looking at places to hold it, hopefully, where we can hold it. But we're going to have this big show, and not this May of 2009. We're going to have a one big last final Madhouse get-together. We got people coming from all over who have been with us forever. You got the Dad Says He's Coming, and Lonesome Loser, and Zolar, and Lego. I'm hoping Dino shows up, and everybody from all over, the names are countless of people who say they want to come. Tuck said he might try to come up. from the northern south, and it's going to be a big thing. We're going to do a live show, and we're going to broadcast it. We're going to have a lot of people. We're going to be drinking and having a good time. Is that what we're talking about, Milkman? Is that what you meant?
That sounds like what we're talking about. I'm all right.
Yeah, it's going to be my bachelor party / final Madhouse show. So.
Yeah, bad day.
Yeah, we got to stop jinxing it so much. Can't talk about it too much. But yeah, it's May of 2009, everybody. Stay tuned for that information. We got to do prank calls, bro. All right,
man. Let's do something.
It's time to do prank calls. What is the date today? Today, well, I don't have any. I see Lonesome's in there. Lonesome's in the house. Fall says I should breed the deads. That's a good idea, you know, breeding the deads.
You're supposed to call in tonight, man. From what I hear, he's going to be a daddy.
The dead's going to be a dad?
Yeah.
The dad? Wow. All right. Well, hey, mazel tov.
Right, man. Right. Right. And on lately, man, because every time I call him, he's like all busy, he's all dog knotted up, man.
Dog knotted up. That's nasty. I know what a dog knot is. That's sick. Yeah. God.
Kind of funny, really.
Dog knots.
Come on, leave the dogs out of it.
So the dad. All right, well, we'll have to get the straight story from the dad on that. We got a girl pregnant. I thought it was a virgin still.
Yeah, he's supposed to call in tonight, you know, so I don't know. I heard that he's, like, working on Emmers. Him and Emmers have gotten together, so let's interview him and find out what the stage of this relationship is. But it ought to be interesting.
Yeah. Is it Fall? Is Fall pregnant?
You know what? I haven't talked to Fall for a while. I don't think she's pregnant. You know, she is my sister. You know, she's like my, you know, stepsister. But as far as I know, she's not pregnant. But I think Emmy Rose have been getting it.
Oh, things. God. Emmy Rose and the dead. That's got to be beautiful. All right. Well, whatever. Whatever. Yeah, anyway, so yeah, we're waiting on some numbers here. If you want to send in numbers, please go ahead. You know, please feel free to send in some numbers to us. I don't know. We can call one of these older numbers, Milkman, if you want to stay on, or we can talk about some news stories. I don't know if I'm going to have time to do pranks tonight, man.
Prank, dude. Call in a Jack Mattress. I've been dying. You know, I've worked with you and Jack Mattress and, you know, cousin Roger Masterson. He works with me.
Okay, cool.
I've got, like, the most famous crew on the planet, dude. My crew, man, we got Roger Masterson, Jack Masterson's cousin. We have Snoop Dogg, and we have Dave Chappelle all working on my crew in the plant.
Hey, did you ever find an international card? Because I got tons of numbers and.
I've got one at the house. I'll just have to dig it out when I get there. I don't have it on me. I'm still in traffic.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I'm getting numbers in from Lonesome. We got some in England. We got one in Honolulu that I'm gonna call. Ooh, there's a Tommy Hilfiger. Tommy Hilfiger. Look at that. I think that's at the store, though. Okay. All right. Like a Tommy Hilfiger outlet, maybe. Here's a Jiffy Lube. All right. Jiffy Lube, man. I love Jiffy Lube. That's how you get a good deal of Jiffy Lube. I don't know. We'll work on it. I see what's going on here. Hang on. All right, so we're going to call a Jiffy Lube in Honolulu. What time is it in Honolulu right now? It's 8 p.m.?
2 hours past here. It's 7:30, 9:30.
Okay. Cool. Let's call Jiffy Lube, everybody. I don't have any Hawaiian music. We'll just play this. So it's close enough. All right, cool, Milkman. Whatever you say. Hang on, everybody. We're coming back. Milkman and Carlito and a prank call. One more.
Thank you for calling Kindling. I'm Jiffy Lube. Jeremy speaking. How can I help?
Hey, mahalo. Mahalo.
Hello.
Hey, mahalo. You there?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, buddy? Hey, is this the Jiffy Lube?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Can I ask you a few questions about your different packages? Like, I'm looking for a quick oil change.
Okay.
Like, what are your ranges? What's your cheapest one, like 19?
Well, it depends what kind of car you have, yeah?
Okay.
$36.99 for the conventional oil change.
Also, I'm
synthetic blend and high mileage is $56.99 and full synthetic is $69.99.
So what's the difference? Well, what, because of the syntheticness of the oil?
Yep, and you're just paying for the better oil, yeah.
There's some places only charge like $19, man.
Yeah, that's not us, though.
So what do you guys do so special? You're just changing the oil. What, you do put
in
the
We check all the fluids under the hood. We check the tire pressure.
For $19, they top off all my fluids except for the radiator.
Yes, they
only top off the reservoir. And they top off, they check all the fluids and belts, and they vacuum.
They check
the
belts. Yep.
You guys check the belts?
We check the belts and let you know if you need to replace them.
Yeah.
But
well,
we only
do
replace serpentine belts, yeah? If you have more than one belt running off the alternator, we usually don't replace those.
Oh, that's good. Good. That's good to know. And here's another thing. I don't want to be going there. I don't want you people to start trying to upsell me, like, you need to get your radiator flushed, you know.
Well, that's not me. You can decline all those.
Well, I get pressured.
You can decline all that, yeah.
I went in once to, not a Jiffy Lube, it was your competitor, and the guy kind of, he shook me down, and he made me and my daughter feel nervous. And he said, I told him, like, look, I don't need my radiator flushed. It's fine. Then he said, you need your, look at this air filter here. You know, it could start a fire, and you could crash, and your daughter could die, he said. Your daughter, and I said, look, you know, sir, I don't want to get the air filter. I know how to change the air filter. It costs like $5, and I can put it in. He was like, fine, if you want to take a chance with the life, go ahead and do it. That's what he said exactly, just like that.
Well, we don't do that here, yeah?
Well, what's this? Yeah.
It's
what's
called scare tactics. We don't do that kind of stuff here.
Who's
if you don't want to do the service, that's fine.
Who pushed the button?
You know.
Hello?
What was that?
Someone pushed the button.
I can barely hear you, yes, sir.
Someone pushed the button. Who pushed the button over there?
Nobody pushed the button. I didn't hear anything.
I heard this. Something like that. Who? That was number 5. What's that? Is that the code?
What?
Is that the code? When you hit number 5, is that the code for the other person?
Code for what? What are you talking about?
Were you trying to get the runaround with me, probably?
Sir, I'm just trying to answer your questions best as possible.
Okay,
that's
well...
You know, you're being very hostile for no reason.
I had the runaround, and I've been...
I know you had a bad experience previously, but that wasn't at this Jiffy Lube, so don't take it out on me.
It might have been at that Jiffy Lube, you don't know. And it might have been. Maybe I'm just keeping it a secret. But I'm testing you. I'm testing you. You understand this car is my baby. It's my car machine, man. You know all the things I've done in there? Oh, my God. I've had so many meals. I've conceived 2 children in that car. I lived 3 months out of the car, as a matter of fact. That car is my church. It's like my church. So what are the dangers if I don't get the synthetic thing? And what's the big freaking deal? I mean, oil is oil.
That's up to you.
Because, like, synthetic...
It doesn't matter if you get the synthetic. If you don't want the synthetic, don't get the synthetic. You don't have to.
So what's the synthetic do? What? Because it's fake, right? It's, like, manufactured, like, imitation oil?
No, I mean, man-made oil, yeah? It's not natural.
What was that?
Conventional
oil.
What was that?
What was that?
I'm just letting you know about the oil.
Okay, go ahead.
What was what? You're asking me a question.
I
heard the button again. Dumbass. So frustrated, but no, seriously, man. They start trying to upsell you and upcharge you this, and you need this, you need that. You don't need that, people. You don't need to get... Do your own air filters in your car, for the love of God.
To place a call.
No, but the synthetic oil is good. You should use synthetic oil. You should ask for synthetic oil. It's very important because it carries less heat, and it's safer for your engine, people. Synthetic oil is much safer for your engine. That's a proven fact. Especially Pennzoil synthetic oil is very good. But look, for those of you who maybe are going to start driving for the first time soon, a lot of you ladies who listen to the show, whenever you go to get your oil changed, don't let them talk you into doing the air filter, because they're going to charge you probably double, if not more, of the price. And it costs you a few. All you got to do is you go to the auto parts store and say, hey, I drive a 99 Toyota Camry, and I need an air filter. And they'll give it to you, and it's going to cost you like $5, $6, $7. And all you got to do is you open up your trunk and you take out the one filter, you put it in. It's easier than changing the cartridge on your razor that you use to shave yourself. That's how easy it is, everybody. So it's just bigger. Exactly, just like he would. So,
oh, man, I'm going to send you, man. It's about this, like, woman that's calling up this place to get their car worked on, and they're just doing a snow job on her, man. Telling her she needs two transmissions. This is the funniest fucking call.
Right. And CleanBoxEntertainment.com, who I want to say is helping sponsor us on SyndicateRadio.tv. Thank you very much. Sequoia is mentioning, yeah, the wipers too. They always try to push the wipers on you when you get your oil changed. Wipers are just as easy to install on your car than anything. It takes you like 5 seconds to do, and you spend a lot less money if you buy your own wipers, and that's easy to do. When you go get that air filter, at the same time you go and you say, I also need, you know what I do? I fix, you know, every 3,000 miles, the light on my car goes off, and I go on my lunch break, or I go on Saturday afternoon, and I get my oil change, and at the same time, I go right next door, and I go to the auto parts, and I get myself a new air filter, and I get myself a new set of wiper blades, and I put that all in the parking lot. It takes me no more than 5 minutes, and I'm able to get home in time for after my lunch break. Get my oil changed. Get new wipers, new air filter in the car. It's very important, everybody. Take care of your cars. This is a wise and this is the most important investment you can make is your car right after your house. Milkman, you were going to say. Please go ahead.
Antifreeze flush on. You need antifreeze flush and the fuel system clean out and lubrication. You know, a bunch of bullshit.
Bullshit. Yeah, and then what, the whole, when they'll tell you, oh, your oil is sludgy, look at this. They'll stick their finger in and they'll bring it out and they'll show it to you in their finger in your hand. And they'll rub it in their fingers like, you see how sludgy this oil is? This 80% of oil engine failure is due to the oil sludge. Blah, 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 blah. You need to put...
The guy just pulled his finger out of his ass and he's going to give you a dirty Sanchez with it.
Yeah,
him.
Exactly. If you let him, you piss him off, he'll rub it right in your face like a dirty Sanchez. Yeah. Yeah, it's just so stupid. They're like, look at this. Like, you feel so embarrassed. Like, you're so dirty. Like, how dare your oil get dirty and black? It's supposed to get black. Oil goes black, all right? That's just what happens. I mean, unless you've got really bad habits, as long as you're changing your oil on time, you don't have to worry about sludge buildup. Maybe once every 5 years, maybe you should run one of those cleaning kits. And then again, you can buy it yourself and run it right. You can buy it yourself for a lot cheaper and do it yourself. So don't fall for the hype. They charge you, these places charge you like $19 for an oil change for a reason, because they make their money up, you know, upselling you and everything. Look out for the upsell, everybody. Look out for the upsell. Milkman, another prank call is in order, I believe.
I want to change your oil at once every 100,000 miles anyway.
That's what? Are you high?
Once every 100,000 miles.
Yeah, right? No. At least every 5,000. If you should really every 3. I go 5 because I'm cheap. I save, you know, it gives me one less oil change a year. But now my car's pretty old, so I am doing every 3,000.
You only have to do it once every 100,000 miles. That's what the auto manufacturers want you to do.
No, they don't. They tell you to go every 3,000, man. What are you talking about? If you're going to stay in warranty, you got to go every 3,000. You got to take it to the dealership.
I am driving a 2008 right now. This car had 22 miles on it when I got it. There's not even oil dipstick in it, son. You don't change oil in these things. You don't check them, dude. You just drive them until
the light goes off, and then you take them to the dealer, and they'll check the oil for you. Come on.
And once every 100,000 miles.
Bullshit.
That's what they're looking to. And the water, the oil is still as thin as water, man.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because designed to fail, dude. I mean, so, you know, that's right. Stick by the recommended manufacturer, you know, manufacturer recommendations, and you'll have a new car once every 2 years.
Yeah, that's what they want you to do every 2 years. Yeah, I know. You'll never get to that 100,000 miles.
Can I say something?
Hey, Gangrene, say something, you Mexican. What's going on?
I ain't drunk, man.
What are you drinking tonight, Coronas?
No, man. I'm drinking Jack and Coke.
Jack and Coke. I like Jack and water.
Gangrene.
Gangrene,
what's up?
Gangrene, go.
I love you, man.
Hey, man. Thanks for being here. Good to hear
He's
you, bro.
He's jacking a guy named Coke.
Yeah. Good to hear you, Tuck. Tuck's talking, too.
What the echo?
Are you going to get...
Yes, I'm here now.
We got tornadoes here in Tennessee. It was crazy.
Hey, oh, that's one of my stories, Tuck. Kokanee sent that in. He was wondering if you were close to that. There was a gas fire.
Yes, we were. It was everywhere.
Wow. Well,
my mall is fucking...
Tornadoes? All around. Colleges got torn up, fire departments got destroyed, churches got destroyed.
Oh my God.
Sears is gone.
We're
all good though. Gagry's just sad about the mall. He just keeps saying the mall is gone, Sears is gone.
No, dude, it's the fucking nigger mall.
Oh,
Hickory Ridge.
No more sneakers and baby clothes, man.
Memphis got tore up pretty good a bit.
Yeah, I heard Memphis had, a tornado go through their downtown and stuff, yeah. Yeah, well, shit, man, that's crazy. Well, I'm glad you made it out. How about some more prank calls? How about that? All right. Milkman, are you home yet, man?
Let's do it, yo.
I'm on the last stretch, dude. I'm sipping my nice, ice-cold Rockview Farms milk.
Ugh.
I'm within a mile and a half.
You're within a mile. You're not drinking warm milk, are you?
I don't know, just ice-cold,
I need some Jack and Coke,
yo.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Milk. I get that off of Sweet Kisses.
Yeah, good old Sweet Kisses. Yeah,
he's
I got
jacking off a guy named Coke, too.
Sour milk. The dead is not in here, Gangrene. All right, we're going to call. I don't have an international card yet, do I? Well, I got numbers in Nevada. We got a casino, man. We haven't called a casino in a while. All right, man. I got to get some casino sound effects.
Hey, yo, Cravato,
Me, you know, Gangrene, we should become blackjack dealers. Me and Gangrene are going to go for that, man.
Yo, no, no me gusta esta blackjack, solo poker. Yo puedo ganar bien.
Poker. Hardly know her.
En blackjack, tú no puedes ganar nada.
Yeah, no, blackjack, you have the best chance in a casino. You have the best odds.
You can't make no money dealing it.
Not dealing it, no. Yeah, that's true. Well, you're supposed to get tipped. Yeah, but...
Poker.
Yeah, poker, you can get some good tips.
Dude, I make $500 a night.
You don't work in a... You work in a casino?
Yeah, I'm working in Harlow's Casino in Greenville.
I didn't know there were casinos out there.
On the weekend only.
No kidding, really? Oh, cool. They're pretty strict, you got to go through a lot of, you know, background checks and stuff like that, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, to get your gaming commission badge.
Man, that sucks. You got a drug test for that?
No, they didn't drug test any of the dealers because they knew they wouldn't have any.
All right, cool. Awesome. Okay, we're going to call the Depot Casino and Diner. A casino and diner. This is in Nevada. There we are. Milkman, are you 59 years old? There's a guess here that you're 59 years old. Is that correct, yes or no, Milkman?
I'm 87 years old. I'm 87.
87 years old, Bone Thugger, sorry.
He'll never give you this trade.
We'll never know his real age. You're right, Tuck. It's a mystery for the histories.
It's my favorite.
You
say
favorite
case for the histories?
That is what I said. All right. Hey, look, guys, come on. Let's focus here. We're calling the Depot Casino and Diner. All right, quit getting me off a track. We'll be right back in a moment. Milkman, hurry up and get home. Shit. Milkman. Be quiet.
Good evening, the Depot, man.
Good evening. What's going on?
Not much.
Yep.
This is Surveillance. Can I help you?
Yep. How you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Are you guys seating still?
Are we what?
What kind of games do you have there?
Do we have card games?
No, I said, what kind of games, guy? What's going on with you? What, you on the ball?
Do we have what?
Let me see your ID. Sir?
Just a minute.
What's your ID? Gangrene, yes, they can hear you, Gangrene.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, I need pit one, please.
I'm sorry, what?
Pit one, please.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good, sir. I'm calling. I'm asking about the games that you have. Do you have card games, slot games, games of chance?
Everything that we have are mostly multi-denomination slot machines. We don't have any kind of tables of any sort. It's pretty much just slot machines in a bar.
Dude, call a real casino. This place sucks. No table game?
Seriously, no table games?
Fucking Indians?
No table games. The only place in town that has table games is Stockman's.
Well, let's put us through the Stockman's, man.
I can't put you through.
Do you know
the number? Free to surveillance.
Okay. How long does it take you to hang up the phone, you fucking douchebag? Gangrene, I don't think it's going to work with you talking. I don't know. It just doesn't work, man.
Well, you need to call a casino that has table games.
Yeah.
Then I ask for pit one.
And then what?
Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, on BJ2, there's some guy in seat one, and he's cheating with the dealer.
What's up, Milkman?
His audio is very, very, extremely low on my side.
Oh, was it really?
Yes, I couldn't even hardly hear
him. We're going to get someone arrested.
How's that right now?
Hello. My audio.
Oh, Jesus.
Distorted, but better.
Uh-huh.
Try it again. Talk normal, Gangrene.
Yeah, normal.
Kiki-kukaka?
Still a little bit low, but it's better.
Okay. I'm going to talk normal.
Yeah, I hear a girl's voice. It's low. But
my name is the kid.
It was.
Really? Well, I'll have to work on that. I'm gonna.
I like it in the butt.
It's almost equals close. It's better.
Well, I don't know. Look at
testing this. 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Just the TS work.
Yeah. Yeah, Tuck, we hear you, man. There we go. We hear Tuck.
Okay.
I love you, Tuck.
All right, guys, behave. Behave now.
Hold my finger.
I love me too.
All right. Anyway, we got show clubs. We're gonna call another casino. We're gonna What?
Tell Sweet Kisses to pull my finger.
Sweet Kisses pull Milkman's finger.
I can't.
Is that some kind of joke? Is that a little euphemism for giving him a handy? Is that what it is?
Her specialty is a blowjob and a foot rub.
Wow. How graphic of you to say about your girlfriend on the phone. Very nice. Very classy of you.
I love Milkman's blowjobs.
All right, we're going to call a Colt Inn Casino here before things get any more awkward. You're listening to Madhouse Radio on 98.6 The Mouth and syndicateradio.tv. This is going to be a short show, a short shit show. Show.
Hey, any of our shows are monumental.
98.6 and a half.
Madhouse, baby.
Yeah, the mouth isn't that far from the ass on the show. You know, they say I look like Emerald.
Pit one, please.
Hello?
Pit one, please.
Unbelievable. Unbeknownst to me, the phone did not ring. We're going to have to try
they
to...
They let the drunks answer the phones there?
I guess so. I don't know. Let's try it again. Hang on. The casino. Again. Hey, someone answered this time. What's up? Hello? Casino?
Oh, you want the casino?
I need pit one, please.
Yeah, hold on one sec.
All right, Gangrene, you're going to try talking to them, but if they can't hear you, you're going to have to cut in, all right?
No, I might get someone in trouble. Hold on.
Oh, boy. I don't think this place has a pit. Sounds like one of those other restaurant/casinos. Like a damn gimmick.
Thank you for calling Broadway Colvin Casino. This is Amelia. May I help you?
Is this pit one?
Hello?
This is pit one? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is the fucking casino.
Is this the pit?
Hello?
This is surveillance.
God damn it. This shit sucks. So what's your idea with the surveillance thing anyway?
Well, what you do is you act like you're calling from surveillance, and then say, like, BJ2.
Okay.
That there's some guy cheating. He's counting the cards. You need to watch him.
Okay.
We get him in trouble.
Counting cards, man. What's the big deal? How do you... It's like someone sitting down at the table...
Okay, just call the 1-800 number.
Well, the 1-800 number, it's blocked, man. I mean, right now, it's busy. Milkman's stuck on it still. Milkman, are you home yet?
Okay, I'm going to shut up. You just make prank calls.
Oh, my God, the show's going nowhere tonight. Milkman, how soon are you going to be home?
I'm just about home now, man.
You've been just about home for like 10 minutes, 20 minutes now. I'm on my last stretch now.
Oh,
yeah,
man, I'm just pulling in right
California,
now.
California, here I come.
California,
hey, Carlito.
Here I come. What's up, Gangrene? What's up, man?
One time in band camp, there was this girl with a flute.
Yeah, it's a classic movie, man. And then they ended up getting married in the third movie. What the hell is that?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, focus here. We're going to call TD's Show Clubs in a moment. Let's do it. TD's.
You do it.
I'm doing this one, and the rest are going to listen.
I'm on it.
Hi. What was your name again?
Hello?
I'm writing down your name. What's your name?
Patrice.
How do you spell it?
How am I spelling?
Yeah, that's the one.
I can barely hear you.
Why does everybody freaking say that tonight?
I don't know.
How long has this been going on? Is it the only person you've experienced this with tonight?
Hello?
Am I the only person you experienced this with tonight?
I can barely hear you.
So fucking frustrated. God damn it. Milkman?
What?
I don't know what I'm gonna do, man. No, it's like I completely just connected myself only to the phone line and still...
Hey, my name's Carlito.
Okay, Milkman, I think I'm gonna end the show. I'm gonna go because this is going nowhere. Yeah. This is an absolute travesty.
You know what this is? This is worse than the Emmy Rose show.
Wow, that's really fucked
way
up.
Worse.
Thank you, I appreciate that. That's a very nice thing. Why would you say something like that, Emmy Rose? All she does is play music. Why you gotta be mean to her?
No, dude, she does karaoke. It's funny.
Oh, she does? Well, leave her alone. Let her do her karaoke, man. She does a good job around here. She holds the fort down, you know, all afternoon.
Dude, I love fat chicks.
Yeah, well, hey, me too. As long as there's a little meat in there, you know, that's all I care. A hole's a hole.
All right, make another call.
Yeah, whatever.
Be funny, damn it.
Prank monkey. Let's see what Zeb to Zeb sent in. He always gets the people with the webcam. Let's see here. We got a guy calling himself George. George, I say George, okay? He was in a porno webcam chat room, as normal here, with these ones that he sends in, these leads that we get from him usually. He's talking to a girl named Nancy, and I guess he wanted to hook up, so let's do it. He's in Virginia. This guy's called George. Let's try it now. Emmy Rose is an overweight midget.
Fuck Rev.
Not a fat. He's got a point, though. She's short. Give her.
I love Rev. I mean, I love Emmy Rose.
Forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
The fuck was that? We're switching channels. Let's talk about it. Call me back.
All right, I see a Milkman made it in here finally. Good. Welcome to the show, Milkman.
Welcome to the show,
Milkman.
Great, now we're getting an echo. Just what I needed. Hang on, let me mute that. Try to come back in. And Milkman still has an echo, so we're going to block him. Milkman, get that taken care of, please. Thank you. Zolar is God, who I can only assume is, what's his face? Who was that one kid that was really into Zolar? Who was that guy?
You know, whatchamacallit.
Hey, you know who I'm talking about.
The guy on that show.
He's crazy. I don't know who he's that one kid. I forgot. It's some Asian kid with a funny-looking dick. He says that we should have said we're going to ship him back to Mexico to do donkey shows of punishment. Who's he fucking talking about? Say the guy's a terrorist. Oh, no. That's stupid. That's a stupid idea.
I don't want to go back to Mexico.
Yeah. Dr. Lego.
I like it here.
Dr. Lego's in the house. Dr. Lego's in the house. Oh, man. Dino says that on Stern Fan Network, they said Amy Rose looks like the mom from Throw Mama from the Train. That's fucked up, dude. Because that woman was like... Oof. God. I would have thrown her from the train.
Hey, did you hear Dr. Leo kick Eric off the show forever?
Oh, hey, tell me about this. Was there drama on the air yesterday that I missed? Because I heard the second half of the show. So Lego had Eric in? Is that what it was?
Eric cannot come back to the studio.
Yeah, Eric was in, and Eric was, and Dino got into on the phone with him, and they got into it, and the kind of drama on y'all syndicate TV, and I don't know really what it was all about, but it was entertaining.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. All right. Well, I missed that. I tuned in, but right when it was already, I tuned in like at 11:15 last night. I think it was already over by then, but by the time I tuned in, it was
over. Yeah, Lego had Eric over there in the studio for some reason.
Well, he does, usually. He usually.
And I don't really listen to Lego. I just happened to tune in last night.
You know that high pitch Eric. He's a loose cannon. He's a broken arrow, as they call in the military. You never know where he's going.
Yeah, getting death threats and getting hauled in jail.
You know,
here's
what I understand. Doing death threats, and then he got charges pressed on him. Was down to the wire, just like when he was going to get kicked out of the house he lives in. Was down to the wire, he got lucky. And from what I understood, wasn't it this early this week or last week? They were saying that he was already back to it again with the lady. It's like, come on, chill out, dude. You don't want to have people, come on, man.
I think, I don't know if it's the same woman, but he was cussing out on the air on Lego show some girl. It could have been the same girl who has been having these issues with on the air live doing the exact same thing earlier in the show. It was just strange to me.
Yeah. But I was excited.
I do not get it.
I was excited this week to have heard Syndicate Radio mentioned so much as I did on the Stern Show and Howard 100 and Howard 101.
Yeah, what was that about, anyway?
Well, no, because Eric the Midget is being featured on Johnny Frotto, whatever. You know, here's the deal. See if I can instruct Milkman to stop the music. Milkman, you have an echo still, man?
All right, hold on.
All right, Milkman, stop that music.
Man, I'm okay.
Fuck you.
Thank you, Eric.
All right,
bye now.
All right, thank you. Well, yeah, thank you, Milkman, for that, reminding us of that episode that I had once. You know, that's Johnny Frotto guy. I don't know anything about him. Like, I know he had some thread that was going on Stern Fat Network. I went in there a few times and read it. It looked like it was confusing and long and boring. And it looked like a lot of people who were just spending too much time on the internet to me. So I never got into it. I go into Stern Fat Network, you know, I usually just look at the front page of posts maybe, you know, once every two or three days I'll go in. Or if I hear something on the Stern show that I say, you know what, it might be interesting to see other people's feedback on this. Then I'll go in and read about Artie or something like that, you know, stuff like that. Anyway, I guess what's going on is like there's a lot of beef and drama between Johnny Frotto's social club people and Syndicate and all those accusations and this and that, and apparently Eric the Midget was dropping dimes on the show saying that Syndicate Radio does file sharing, which I know for a fact isn't true, man. Nobody in Syndicate is involved with that kind of malarkey. But, you know, it's not cool to be going on the air and saying that to Howard, because Howard's going to be like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Anyway, good luck with that. Well, anyway, the fucking problem is, you know, now, you know, we got this nice underground thing going on here, and we're all having fun, and all it's doing is getting people at Sirius and stuff like that to start looking at and start, you know, cutting strings around here. So fuck that shit. So is that what they were arguing about? Was Eric involved in that?
Yeah, Dino got on the air with him and Eric, and I guess that was about because Dino laid the law on Eric. He just would cuss him out pretty good.
Jeez, whatever. Anyway, it's just I don't know.
Fuck you!
That sounded just like him right there. That's pretty good. Okay, let's do some more prank calls. Let's get over this. Sounds like it's like KDK drama coming up all over again here. You know what I mean? We don't want to delve back into that.
Fuck you!
Oh, yeah, that's another
fuck
issue.
You! Fuck you!
That's a very good impersonation. All right, Scooby's Dubai Park Pub. This is in Junction City, Wisconsin, apparently. I mean, that's what they tell me here. Show's almost over. We got like 15 minutes left because I'm not doing a long show tonight. Like I said, guys, I got a plane flight to catch tomorrow morning, and I got a pack still. So, you know, I always wait until the last minute. You know me, Carlito, procrastinator. We'll be right back with the next prank call of the night. The Park Pub. One moment.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Scooby's?
No, yes, it is, but no, it's not. Who's calling?
What kind of answer is that? You're very indecisive. Is it not at, like, a certain time, or did you guys go out of business finally?
What do you mean, finally?
I do mean finally. I mean, come on. I mean, that kind of deal. We all know, you know, the talk they used to go around. Is it closed or what? What's going on? What a veils of secrecy with that lady. We're going to call her right back.
Hi, this is the Cuskies. We are not able to answer your Cuskies. Call right now.
Please. What ugly name that is. Who the fuck wants to be called Cusky?
Me.
Sounds like you got a rotten ass. I got the Cuskies. I don't want the fucking Cuskies. Are you still drunk, man? Is that what your deal is?
Still drunk, dude. I'm post.
How much did you have to drink?
A lot.
Okay. How many beers?
Shut up.
Well, you didn't have any beers,
like
right?
4 beers and 7 Jack and Cokes.
And how long? Like 2 hours? 3 hours?
2 hours.
And 2 hours?
You want me to shut up and just listen?
No. I'm just wondering. I'm just, you know, trying to get a gauge of how drunk you are exactly.
Very.
Carlito.
Milkman.
Hey, Milkman.
Hey, check your Gmail, man.
Yeah, I send it in. Milkman has an international card.
Yeah,
we can call some international numbers. That's good news, man.
Of course.
They call Mexico and do the show.
Fuck yeah, let's do that, man.
Our buddy, our good friend and representative in the UK, in our UK office of the Madhouse, Sir Nunu of Lancashire, is asking for international calls.
Yeah.
And being the Madhouse, we do comply.
Hey, how come Neil won't talk to me in...
Neil's weird. She got weird. You know how girls get. They get weird.
So Neil's cool.
Madhouse Radio, you want to talk to Carlito?
I love Neil. Hey, this is Jonathan.
Cornelius, huh? All right, just one moment. Madhouse, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Cornelius, huh?
Cornelius, what's going on, buddy?
It's been a while.
Cornelius, you know, that movie Fight Club, Cornelius.
That's where I got my name?
Cornelius.
No, you like that movie, huh?
Yes.
That is a good movie.
Actually, it was a nickname from school.
Cornelius, guys, we have a caller on the line, so let's all be quiet and be respectful. All right, Cornelius, now what were you saying? You got that nickname in high school?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. All right, so what's going on? You've talked to me before? You said long time, or what's the deal?
My IT.
I'm getting a new job at 12 bucks an hour.
$12 an hour?
Yeah, I go for my exam on Tuesday.
Wow, you're talking really low. Where's the phone right now? Are you using a Bluetooth headset or something?
No, I'm on a cell.
You're in a cell? Can you move it a little bit closer to your mouth?
Hello?
There you go. All right, Cornelius. Gold star.
Where's my shirt?
Cornelius.
What are you doing with the phone exactly? Are you covering with your shirt?
No.
You're trying to be incognito?
Anyways, man, we gotta do a call.
You wanna call Britain? You ever heard of that place before?
I don't know if I have.
Okay, good. Well, if it's really far away, and we saved their asses a few years ago. We're gonna call. Or do you like Tommy Hill? How do you feel about Tommy Hilfiger? You like that stuff or not? Dude, I'm not gonna do a prank call if you're gonna talk with a phone in your cheek, man. Oh god damn it.
Fucking call, fucking don't get the phone out of your fucking ass.
Corn Hollywood, bud.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you for calling in, Corn Hollywood.
Quick time for phone call etiquette
one on your cornhole.
He's like this, he's like talk like a man. Like a man. Man talk this.
The young kids don't know how to use telephones.
Yeah, people like me talk.
Minimum wage.
Milkman just wants
$75 an hour.
He's making $12 an hour now. Milkman, be respectful, man. Come on, that's the man's livelihood there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I wish I was 15 making $12.
He ain't making that money much for the phone.
Making that cheddar doesn't make that much more than me.
I stole my mama's lunch money. That's how I got that much money.
Do you think his mom gives him $12 for lunch every day? That's a lot of money. That's a lot of food. It's probably fat like me.
Oh, my mama's slim, man. She only 482 pounds, man. She married to my father. My father be Jack Masterson.
You got it. Okay. Calls. Pranks. We're doing now before you run out of time. Hurry, we must. Milkman, thanks for sending in that...
Let's call the UK, man.
Thanks for sending in the international phone card. I appreciate it. We're going to call Ruth Hobbs in Essex, England. Just a moment, folks.
That's right. Sir Nunu of Wankershire, England.
Sir Nunu of his mouth.
Yep. Wankershire, England. That's his hometown, folks.
Wankershire. A lot of shires over there, huh?
The mayor of Wankershire. The Earl. The Duke.
The Duke of Earl.
Of Wankershire.
Duke of Earl.
Yes. Place a
call. Duke. To listen to your recorded calls, God damn it. Milkman, you know it's fucking Black Awareness Month. Why would you talk stuff like that? That's not nice. You know?
Why, man? I love black people, bro.
Yeah, so doesn't mean you should go around
black
saying stuff.
Black people are my friends, man. My peoples. Don't get me wrong, baby. I love my friends, man. They just happen to be black.
Your friends just happen to be black. Like it's unfortunate or something. That's very nice. Unfortunately, they're black.
Listen here, my brother.
It'd be better if they were white.
George Washington Carver. I'm an undercover brother. I
got my pros slicked back. Man, everybody knows, man, the milkman's a black man, right? But nobody knows that the milkman is really a chocolate milkman.
Milkman has black teeth and black toenails.
We're sorry.
Bomb number.
Black toenails. That's nasty. Oh,
chocolate milkman here, baby. That's right. Right here in the madhouse.
Yeah, right in the madhouse. Right in the fucking madhouse. The madhouse taint. The taint express here tonight. Bad boys of Iowa are checking in.
The taint of the prank world. Bad. We ain't assholes and we ain't dicks. Hey. We the taint of the prank world.
Milkman, come on. That's enough. Listen.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bad boys of Iowa, they're checking in here. Crawdaddy is checking in here. He said Crawfish is checking in. He's asking, why did we choose Thursday night to do the madhouse? Why not a Friday or Saturday night? Well, okay, that's easy. You know, Milkman, I'm going to put you on mute now because you know,
what?
If you're not going to stop, all right, knock it off. You're driving me fucking nuts here. Okay, why do we choose? Well, you know, originally when we started the show on the old network on the other network a long time ago, that was the only slot that was available, and Zolar was on Friday nights, and Zolar is still on Friday nights, and I'm not going to go on against Zolar. I don't feel like it. Number one, number one. Anyway, the show originally started on Thursday because on the station that we started on, this was the only time that was available. And to be honest with you, I have a life, and I don't always want to be around on a Friday or Saturday night doing a show. And I figured Thursday was as close as possible to the weekend without interfering in my social life, so it's close enough. I used to always call it the unofficial start to the weekend. Thursday night, you know, Friday most people slack, or they take the day off like myself. A lot of people, I got tomorrow off, you know. As I'm going to be on an airplane with a broken iPod, man, this sucks. My iPod is broken. I can't use it on my plane flight. So I'm kind of bummed out about that, man. I'm going to have to stick to my laptop and my phone, which plays MP3s. I can put up to 2 gigs of music on that, so I'm going to be relying on that. But I'm not going to have the normal 60 gigs that I have on my iPod because the headphone jack is broken on it, which sucks. I'm not about to, like, pay $95. They want to charge me $95 to fix my iPod, man. I mean, for that, I might as well just buy the new iPod, you know? Might as well get a... I was thinking about getting an 80 gig Classic. Or Classic, or... Not the iPod Touch, because you can't even... There's no buttons on it, so you can't turn the volume down
just
without looking at it.
Get a regular iPod with a click wheel.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Classic. They got a newer version of the Classic version. Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
What's going on?
Who's this?
This is fucking Paco. They call me Tupaco.
Hey, Tupaco, what's up, man?
¿Qué pasa, orale, carnal?
You know, I like the carnal, man. I've been saying that a lot lately, carnal. Carnal! Awesome.
Hey, say, you ever get your shit pushed in?
Yeah, get my shit pushed.
What's
in.
What's up, brother?
What's up? What's up, Dean? Is this Dino?
Yeah, man.
What's up, nigga? How you doing? Look at me throwing the N-word around like I'm black. Wow. How you doing, man?
Chilling, man. Figure we could get this party started, get some crank calls going.
Yeah, you want to do? I gotta go soon, man. I got that flight tomorrow. I gotta pack still. I always wait until the last minute to pack my stuff, man.
Alright, so do me a favor, when you're on the fucking flight, try to get a hot-looking stewardess, take her in the bathroom, fuck her in the ass, and then ask her for some peanuts.
I would, but the old lady's going to be flying with me, but on the way back, I'm flying by myself, so...
You know what you do, slip some sleeping pills before you get on the plane so she knocks out.
Yeah, I'm going to slip them in. I'm going to slip them in. I'm going to slip a Mickey in her drink.
You know, it's got the answer.
All right, dude. Just wanted to give you a shout-out and shit, but if you're going to be logging off, man.
Yeah, pretty soon.
Have fun. Have a safe trip, dude. And I guess
Dino,
I'll catch you on the
rebound. Let's do a prank, Dino. Come on, man. We got time.
All right. Call. Dial up, dude.
You ever call England? You want to call England? Or I got a sports grill here.
Call some of them fucking Benny Hill cocksucking motherfuckers.
All right, let's do it.
Fucked up teeth.
Raymond Bradley coming up. Hey, I probably should not have been talking about the whole drama thing. My bad if I did something I should not have done. Thought about that in hindsight, you know what I mean? It's all good. Raymond Bradley in Brighton, England coming up. Ready, Dino?
Yeah.
Good. Not me. Right, here we go. Now I'm ready.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello. How's it going? I wanted to know if you could come pick me up at the airport. You know what time you're going to be there?
Are you a comedian or something?
I'm not a comedian. I had plans with you. You're supposed to pick me up and take me to see the Queen. I was supposed to come on her face and then wipe my cock off with her wig. You didn't get the memo?
Oh, my God. I've got a prat on the phone. Got a prat.
You brought
it
wrong,
girl. I got a bloody prat on the phone.
Please enter your...
Oh my God!
Fucking cunt!
It's funny. The Queen, poor Queen.
What?
That's funny. Okay.
Look at that vlog already. Don't take it personal, son.
Yeah.
I know he got the Spice Girls and shit tattooed across his.
Duh.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Underdog sports girl. You want to hang on for one more? I'll start it off.
All right. Set it off.
This is in America, though. Not Britain. This is the sports girl, though. Where'd my music go? Man, this has been a wacky night, Dino. How you been, man? How are the kids? How's everything?
All right, man. Just hanging in there, man. I've been gone for a while, as you know, but I'm back and shit, enjoying the shows. Figured I'd jump in here.
Oh, yeah. All right, one more here. Hang on, man. This is probably going to be the last prank of the night, everybody, so just luck.
I hang my head and cry.
Hey, this... Valiant, man, Valiant.
What's that?
Rex Valiant, man.
Oh, what up?
Oh, my God, you got a crappy phone. Milkman's making fucking noise. Hello?
Yeah, this is Underdog. How can I help you?
This is Rex Valiant. Look, this is a sports girl, right?
Yeah, Underdog sports
girl. You guys hook me. I'm an agent for Roberto Perez. He's on the line here. He's an MLB player from the Dominican Republic. We're trying to get him some private seat. He doesn't want to sit with the common people. You guys got like a table you can rope off, like a little section?
Will you hold on? Let me go to the office so I can hear you better.
Okay? Oh, fuck me. All right.
Yeah.
Alright, dude, you translate for me. This is gonna be fun.
Alright.
Okay, sorry about that. What were you saying, sir?
Okay. I'm Rex Valiant. I'm an agent for Roberto Perez. He plays MLB, and he's in town. We're trying to get, like, a little roped-off section, you know what I'm saying? Not a VIP. We don't have to go that far. He doesn't like sitting with, like, regular people. He's coming in with his lady.
Okay.
Can you guys hook that up?
I can do that for you.
Okay, no.
Y dígale que yo quiero puta también, coño.
Are there any women, maybe? Are there a lot of women there, or is this mostly like a sausage?
Not right now, bud.
Oh,
yo
man.
Quiero cerveza y puta, oíste.
Beer and women, possibly. You got beer, though, right?
Yeah, we got beer.
What do you get on draft?
¿Qué pasa con la tequila? Yo quiero tequila y chocha.
You get that part?
Yeah, but there's no chocha here, buddy.
¿Qué pasa que no son chochas, son maricones, que son faggies?
Yeah, I think it's...
faggies. I don't want no faggy bar.
This might be the gay grill, I think. Is this the... I mean, it's okay if it is, man. I mean, we don't want to be confused.
Yo no quiero sida. Esos maricones tienen sida en los vasos.
Yeah, AIDS.
No,
and...
this ain't no gay bar, but right now, it's just a little dive bar. People play pool here, watch TV. It's a little dive bar.
Yeah, dive bar, yeah. Well, that's cool. You have them and the girls come into it, but they're mostly women on women, men on men. Well, I mean, we don't have a problem with that here, but, you know, I don't think it's something for him.
Yo All quiero right. que me busquen una mujer ahí que me pueden pegar el bicho como Benny Hill.
You get that part?
Yeah. But yeah, there's no girl, you know what I'm saying? Right now, it's kind of, there's no hot women in here.
You can no women. Fuck you. I want Georgia.
How about, of any guy, like, guys that like long blonde hair?
No.
Nothing like that?
No.
You know those...
Manicón sucio, cabrón. Yo tengo dinero, oíste.
What about, like, curly hair? Like, you know, a little feminine.
No, but it's not here. But hey,
I want the juicy white pussy.
Hey, but I gotta go because I got customers waiting.
Don't
hey, you gotta go. Fuck that, coño. Yo juego baseball, oíste. Cabrón, hijo de la gran puta. Te voy a sacar la mierda. Te voy a romper la vena del culo, punta pinga, oíste, inglés.
I think he's gone. Let me check. Yeah, he just hung up. You're going to take out a shit, you're going to explode his ass vein?
Yo, you were supposed to translate. That's what
he was. He was gone. he was to pull your shit out and blow and explode your ass vein. Huh.
Okay. That's what I'm going to break the vein in the crack of his ass.
Wow. you sounded like the dude we've prank called for the first prank call we ever did in the show. This guy sounds just like that voice you just did right now, man. But he was legit.
He didn't even translate. I told him I wanted his sister to fucking slap the back of my dick like Benny Hill.
Yeah, well, I didn't get that part. That threw me for, well, how does that work? Benny Hill never hit anybody in the side.
You ever see when Benny Hill used to smack that little bald-headed old man?
Yeah, I remember the bald-headed old man. His pants used to fall down and stuff, and he used to hit him on the back.
Yeah, he used to smack that little fucking dude.
Yeah.
Getting like 20 slaps in the back of the head.
Yeah, Benny Hill. Great show, man. Great show. Do you remember when Benny Hill did the A-Team? When he did his version of the A-Team? Do you remember that one?
No, probably, man. I haven't seen those in a while. Bro, I know he used to have the hottest bitches on that.
Oh, at the end, they'd run around, like, all half-naked and stuff sometimes.
Oh, dude, what?
That song.
They used to have that fast dance and shit. You see them titties jiggling and bouncing like they're on the Sibian. That shit's gangster.
I know, yeah. All right, Dino, man, thanks for calling in, man. It's good talking to you.
All right, dude, I'll catch you on the rebound.
All right, man.
Remember, man, fucking... put your wife a sleeping pill. And
I will.
And you get the stewardess, fuck her in the bathroom in the asshole, wipe the tip of your cock with some toilet paper, and then ask for some peanuts.
Put some scope, some peanuts. What's it going to take the smell away? The peanuts.
That'll take that pussy taste. That's so
yeah,
that'll take the pussy taste off your mouth.
Smell like pussy and peanuts, like I ate it. like I
All
ate
right, Carlito,
a bear.
Man, I'll catch you later.
All right.
Oh, just for everybody hearing, this is the great Carlito. He is the great-great-grandson.
The great Mieta.
Desi Arnaz.
Yes, that's right.
I just wanted to make sure you get your props and shit.
That's right, man. Desi Arnaz is the illegitimate child of Desi Arnaz.
Luffy, I hope.
Yes.
All right, dude, I'll catch you later.
Bye, man.
Dino, everybody. Thanks for calling in, Dino. I play applause, but I don't know where the hell the applause is. There it is. Was funny. Thanks, Dino, for uplifting our spirits here. But I gotta go because, you know, I would stay on longer, but, you know, it's a subpar show tonight. Number one, number two, I gotta be on a plane tomorrow. Man, I hate flying. I dread flying. I'm gonna have to get... Every time I get drunk, I end up getting drunk in the airport bar so that I can deal with the flight. I think Richard Christie does that stuff, too. Where's Milkman? Oh, shit, Milkman. Sorry about that, Milkman. You're making some kind of weird noise. It sounded like you were taking a condom out of its wrapper.
Ugh. No, man, it was my hard drive, man. My microphone was laying right by my PC. I was picking up the hard drive.
Yeah. Saigon says don't get too drunk. They won't let you on a plane. I'm the master at getting sloshed and no one can notice. Like, I've sat, like, I used to, like, I had a job at a call center, had an hour lunch break, and sometimes I would go to the gas station, I would buy a six-pack of Natty Ice or something else cheap, like Old Milwaukee Light. And I sit in my car and I down that six pack in about 30 minutes. I'd be totally sloshed and I'd stumble up to my desk and I'd take calls for the rest of the night. And no one ever knew. No one ever figured it. I did it for like a whole month straight once. It's pretty bad. I was an alcoholic. I was like KDK at the end of it, like working. I'd be like, oh, no, I never got that bad. I can hold my liquor like him. He has like three beers, man. You ever notice KDK is like, this is beer number three, and he's already slurring his speech and stuff, and he gets like to the fifth one, and he's like passing out, like he's like so drunk. I'm like, come on, I've had three beers so far this show tonight, and I'm nowhere near being drunk, plus other stuff that I've done. He always starts off with beer. The Saigon's laughing, but it's true. He starts off with beer number three every time. Every time I listen to that show, beer number three. That's all I ever hear. Beer number three. Man, whatever. Wow, you drink beer, you're cool. Man, am I bitter. Tuck, what's your stance? What are you doing Sunday? You got your show going on? Let the people know, man. We're going to be wrapping... We are wrapping it up.
Sunday, well, probably... You know, the first year anniversary is coming up with the Revolution podcast and the show and everything, so maybe with it in a week, there might be a more announcement about anniversary plans for Revolution at prankcall.info.com.
Has it been a year? Good, man.
Yes. And be sure to check out TuckerMike.com. It's updated, and we're trying to get people interested in... you want a custom a pin-up illustration cartoon comic thing from me, give me an email, and we'll hook up on price ranges or a reason.
All right. Cool. Wow. I got some leftover Chinese food in the fridge. I think I'm going to attack here when I get off. Thanks, everybody, for listening tonight, for sure, man. You know, I want to say... Oh, yeah, also, I finally... You know, for those of you who were waiting, I finally got around to editing two episodes and one prank, and they are available over at our website at madhouselive.com. They're on the podcast now, also, so if you haven't checked out your iPod or your iTunes or your Google or any whatever it is you use for podcasting or feed catching, be sure to take note that there are the December 20th episode and the January 3rd episode is currently uploaded. The January 3rd episode in particular was actually really funny and very long. It was like a 3-hour show. And I saw Saigon was mentioning earlier that we used to do, you know, shows until 2 in the morning. I know, man. That was back when I used to start work like around noon, you know, and stuff like that. But I start work at 8. I'm up at really early. 5:30 usually, 6 o'clock in the morning usually, handling my business, starting up the day, so...
I miss those afternoon 420 shows.
Yeah, those were good too, when we used to do afternoon shows, yeah. And, I was thinking about, you know, going on until like 2 in the morning tonight, but I never got around to packing. I had a lot of stuff I had to do today. In the meantime, I had some a lot of errands to run. And, so yeah, sorry guys. Sorry it was a short show, but hey, you do what you... Milkman, take us out of here quickly, please, Milkman. Please, quickly, Milkman, take us out of here.
All right, man. Well, this has been a great evening once again, man. I'd like to thank y'all for joining us here in the Madhouse, man. A good bit of good Ted the Rev, the man with the sound, with the plan, the game, man. Thank you so much, Mr. Ted. So you couldn't make it in, but we sure do. Love you and miss you, my friend. Also, we'd like to thank all of our guest appearances tonight.
got quite a room. Mr. Gangry, Mr. Todd. Let's see who the else. Is it him here? Is it him here? Is it Mr. Baz? Everybody, thank you for joining in tonight. We sure have enjoyed having you around. Crazy Bastards here in the madhouse, that's right. All our friends over there at Syndicate Radio, Mr. Dino, excellent call, man. I think Carlito will have to partake in a tuna sandwich, slathered on with some peanut butter.
That is nasty.
That's a good remedy right there, man. That ought to take care of your problem, brother.
Thank you for having me.
No onions, hold the onions. Hold the mayo.
Okay, that's nasty.
Also, man, I especially like to thank all our friends. That's right, out there in our chat room. Hey, guys, gals, Mario, Shishi, here's your fall. She kisses my baby doll. Hey, all my friends out there, dead, Baz, Corey, MSTC, Clay, Spoonlin. That's right, all our friends, thank you, Mr. Lonesome Loser, the hardest working man right here in the madhouse. Next to our generalissimo of fun, Hermano Carlito.
All right, good. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, our listeners. We love you. Stay tuned for our next appearance.
Next week.
Hermano.
That's right, next week, promptly at 10 p.m., I promise, a better effort. I'm just nervous about flying, dude. Like I said, I don't like it. It sucks. White knuckled the whole time. I don't want to talk about it. Oh, man.
Dude, it'll be over before you even know it, man.
Yeah.
Shake it off. Get the little buzz on, dude. You'd be up there. You'd be chilling out with moms.
It'd be perfect.
And dads-in-law. You'll have a good time, man.
If I could smoke a joint on the plane, I'd be set, man. I'd be like, woo, let's go. Fuck it. Wow, look at how small the clouds are, man. I am so high.
Nah, man. Just munch down on some brownies or some shit.
Yeah. Oh, hey. No, I can't do that, man. Can't do that. They'll smell it.
You have to eat them.
Eat them when?
You have to eat them. You can't take
them. You want those vapor things.
Just before you go on.
How long's the high last?
You, right?
If I make brownies, how long's the high last?
Dude, they come on slow and they last for hours, man.
Well, that's what I got to do. I never thought of it. How do you make... I'm diabetic. I can't have it. That's the thing.
When you make your brownies, you powder it up as fine as you can. You add it to the butter, the melted butter. Then you add the melted butter to your brownies. You don't let them get too dry. They stay nice and moist, and that retains the THC content. And a little while later, Carly will be going, hey, man, this is great.
Is there anything else I can do it with? Like, can I fry an egg or something?
Nah, man, the brownies is the way to go, man. It's slow, yeah, man, but it comes on so good.
Well, I'm diabetic, so I really can't, you know? That's the problem.
Get sugar-free brownies, man.
Sugar-free, that's...
You put it in the butter.
That's not fun. That's not
fun. They have those vaporizers now where it's no smoke, but it's just like air, and it's, you just get the THC content.
Really?
If you
use it within your lungs, it's going to go quick. That's the point.
Yeah.
The brownies is nice because it goes through the digestive tract and it's a lot slower and longer and holds on a lot better, you see. So that's what the suggestion is for.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I went out over the weekend and I bought myself a joint rolling machine, a little device that rolls joints for you. And I got myself some king size papers and some
one of those.
And some short size papers, you know. And let me tell you what.
Yeah.
This is legal. I bought this legally. I don't think this is wrong for me to show. We got to be careful on stick cam. You can't show a lot of stuff. You can't show, you know, drug related stuff. But these are for rolling cigarettes here, everybody.
Heard you can't cuss anymore now.
What? Fuck that shit.
Of course, tobacco. Tobacco rolling.
These are tobacco devices.
Here
anyway, what you see right now on cam, I don't know if any of you have seen these before. I saw these for the first time a few months ago, and I finally got down to buying some. These are clear rolling papers that I'm holding right here. I don't know if they're coming out, but they're really wicked, man. They're made out of cellulose. They're just like cellophane. They look and they feel just like cellophane, right? And they're just like regular papers, but they're made with 100% natural, made from cellulose. And the cool thing is, you know, you roll your tobacco, let's say, in it. We got a call. You roll your tobacco in it, And it shrinks like really closely. Like if you microwave it for 5 seconds, it shrink wraps, and it holds everything nice and tight. And it's really cool, and you can see what you're smoking. And it's
far out,
far out, and trippy.
Wow.
And now I was gonna pick up the phone, but they hung up anyway. That would have been the last caller of the night. Would have been nice. Anything else? We're just shooting the shit now. Fuck it. Now I'm in a talking mood.
Far out.
When we do sign out here in a moment, I just want to let you know anybody who is listening to us on Syndicate can listen to who's on next? What's the chick's name? Crazy CA.
I don't know.
Crazy Ka or Crazy CA, whoever that
Amy
is.
Amy Rose.
I'm assuming it's a woman because it's in
pain. Amy Rose.
No idea.
Is it Amy Rose? That's not Amy Rose. It's that chick. It's that white girl. The white girl's going to be on. Crazy Canadian. Crazy Canuck's going to be on next.
White girl, go me on.
Be sure to listen to the Crazy Canuck's White Girl Hour coming up next on Syndicate Radio. Crazy Canucks Party Nation. Be sure to listen to Zolar tomorrow night. I'm assuming in theory he will be on tomorrow night. A big thanks to Sequoia and CleanBoxEntertainment.com. I see he was trying to call in. I'm sorry, dude, but I didn't pick up. I had the ringer turned off on an accident. So yeah, Bad Boys of Iowa. Too bad you're leaving early. Hear you soon. Shout out later and have a safe trip. Bad Boys out. Bad Boys out. 10-4. All right. So yeah, thanks to everybody. Thanks to Lonesome Loser, man. It was fun. You know, it's always fun. We always do something. Well, yeah, I guess I could show this. This is the rolling machine. Whoa, can't show that. But yeah, this is the rolling machine right here. It's really wicked. You put your stuff in, you put your paper in, and you roll it, and it's rolled. You microwave it for a few seconds. Anyway,
the Rizla rollers, yeah. Man. Back in the day, the Rizla rolling machine.
Let me see if there's a website for these papers here. Let me see. Yeah, the papertrip.com. Papertrip. Papertrip.com. That is, I haven't seen the website. It's on the box, on the package. Oh, man, here's another thing that I wanted to talk about, son of a bitch. I'm one of those people. For the longest time, I didn't want to get a Bluetooth headset because I thought I don't want to be like every other dork walking around with a Bluetooth headset. Then I finally came around. I came across some money. I said, let me get a Bluetooth headset. If I like it, I'll get another one, and I'll link them up in stereo, and I can listen to Howard through my cell phone using Windows Mobile. You can listen to Sirius on Windows Mobile. If for those of you who don't know, if you have a phone that has Windows Mobile and you have a Sirius internet radio account, you can listen, just like if it were a stiletto. You can listen to all of the Sirius channels on your phone. And I can do that, and I do that. So I thought it'd be cool to have, you know, because you can actually, with my phone, you can link it in stereo, and you have one in each ear. So I ordered a Bluetooth headset. It got to me, and it was broken when it got here. And then on eBay for $9.95. I bought another one. I paid for it a week ago yesterday, all right? I paid for it within literally 2 minutes after the auction was over. I literally paid for it. I still haven't received it. I went to the mailbox today to see if it came in. I saw it. I was like, fuck this shit. I'm pissed off. And the minute that happens, I get an email on my phone. I get my email and it comes to my phone. The Madhouse Radio Mail. The Gmail. For those of you who understand, if you want to send me feedback or something or a prank call request, I get that anywhere I am. You know, it's on my phone. That hits me up. So, like, if you ever want to get a hold of me or something, if you email me on the madhouseradio@gmail.com, I'm going to get it no matter where I'm at. So I get the email from the guy. He's like, yeah, I'm sorry. They returned the package to me because I didn't pay enough shipping on it or something like that. I'm like, you motherfucker. Now I got to fly. I was all happy. It's like, I'm going to get my headset before I fly out, you know, on Friday. No, I don't have any headset. You know, any of you have Milkman? You don't have a Bluetooth headset. You don't have a Bluetooth phone. What about you, Tuck or Baz? You guys have Bluetooth headsets? Is it really worth it?
Yeah, I've got two Bluetooth headsets. I have two Bluetooth headsets, man.
You have two. Why don't you send me one, man? Come on. I paid for two now that I haven't seen nothing for. And here's what really pisses me off. I get to my.
Dude, you went to eGay. That's the problem. You went to eGay.
Well, here's the other thing. My dad, who's like the most technically challenged person that I know, okay? I get to his house over the weekend. I usually visit my parents on Saturday or Sundays. I go in the afternoon, I drive up there, and I hang out with him for a few hours, or we go out or something like that. We go out to dinner, or go out to the mall, or catch a movie or something. And then he's like, hey, Carlito, hey, can you connect this Bluetooth headset? Can you set it up on my phone? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Dude, come on. Like, I'm here all pissed off because I've been waiting 2 weeks for a Bluetooth headset. I paid for two of them, one of which is broken. And now here's the problem, and my dad's got one. I'm like, what the hell? Not fair. Not right. Anyway, so here's the thing. I'm showing the headset now on the camera right there. This is the one. So here's what I learned. You know, I've learned from people like Lonesome Loser and Nunu over the years, who send in a lot of numbers, two very talented individuals. I've learned how to trace people. And this guy here, he made the mistake, number one, of putting his real name in his email to me, where he told me that I had to go myself through Motorola warranty repair to get it fixed. Because I know for a fact you can't do that if you bought it as a third party. If you did a third party purchase like this guy did, if he's not the vendor, if he's reselling it on his own, Motorola is going to tell you to piss up a rope because you don't have a receipt for it. So I told him that, and I said, oh, well, you know, kind of thing. So here's the thing. I traced him by his name and the address that he sent the package from. I traced him. I got his cell phone number. I got his address. I saw how much I was able to find how much he paid for his house. It went up. It was listed for like $400,000 in Boca Raton, Florida. It's like a rich Jew area, just north of Fort Lauderdale. And I saw pictures of him and his kids on some Jewish website, some Jewish version of MySpace, just by using his last name. It's a really odd last name, and I was able to find all this information. So I called him, and he freaked out. He's like, "How did you get this phone number?" And I was like, "I have ways." I said, I told him I was Carlito from Madhouse Radio, and he freaked out. And I called him, you know, from the mouth line, from the 888, you know, 2788-8509. And I guess he actually he hung up on me. Then he called it back, and I answered. I said, "Madhouse Radio," and he's like, "So you're really a radio station?" I'm like, "Yeah." And I said, "I got my people to trace you down, man." And I said, "What are we gonna do about this headset?" This is earlier tonight. And he said, "All right, here's what we're gonna you send it back. I'm gonna send you a new one. We're gonna take care of it." Like, he freaked out. So I had I felt kind of good. But yeah, that was wicked. I found out so much information on that guy just by using his first and last name and the address that he mailed this package from. Really, like, I know how much he paid for his freaking house. That's kind of scary, man. You got to watch out. And it's amazing. People like Lonesome Loser and stuff, all these people who get numbers all the time for us, they do. Oh, my God, Lonesome Loser himself, man. He's like a machine. And yeah, thanks to Lonesome Loser tonight, man. It's a short show. Thanks for showing up, man. I know it's an effort for you to have to get out here so late on a Thursday night. Oh. That was supposed to be applause. I hit the wrong fucking button.
It's Thursday?
That was funny. I meant to hit applause, and it said I did this. That's funny. Whoops, this is what I meant to do. Oh, man. Oh, man. Yes, gangrene, it was. Well, it is still Thursday. Still early. Yeah, it's Friday for me. Anyway, I was leaving. Right, folks? Good? Let's go? We done? Anything else you guys want to bring up? I've griped about just about everything.
We are back.
Keep going.
No. I'm done.
Prank call.
I need fucking sleep, right?
I can bring up Step Away till next week.
Yeah.
You can't quit.
I'm a quitter.
Quitting's for losers.
Winners are losers. That's what I say. Okay, so everybody, if you're listening on Syndicate, be sure to stay. As soon as the music is done playing here in about 2 minutes, be sure to sign out of the room and wait a few minutes and sign back in so you can listen to the White Girl Show.
PCU.com.
Listen to Crazy Connect. Yeah, that's fine. Go to PCU.
Yes.
PCUradio.com. You got it wrong. Not PCU.com.
KDKPrankCalls.com.
Yeah, you can go to KDKPrankCalls.com. I don't care if people go to KDKPrankCalls.com because I know they're not going
to... Yeah, we need to bring PCU back.
That's funny. That'll never happen.
Mr. Jimin, he'll read you on the air.
I will never work with that.
I miss PCU.
I will never work with that asshole KDK ever again. That guy is a fucking loony bin. Ronin dumbass is what he is. I'll never work with him again. I refuse. I'll work with Ted.
He's reading someone's long, drunken messages on the air the other night.
No.
You miss KDK so much.
I absolutely don't miss KDK for the way he treated me and took advantage of this show. And we dropped his ass. We dropped him on his ass. And look where he is now. He's got nothing left. I was carrying that damn shithole that he was trying to run over there. Bullshit. The second I left, that motherfucking asshole fucking had to start wanting to kill himself because I ruined him, asshole, because he's a fucking prick, KDK. Unfunny motherfucker. I'll get Reclude to call his ass again. Reclude, call his ass again. There's a green light on KDK, everybody. Take him down. No, don't do that.
That house is just fine without him.
Yeah, we are just fine. We're doing better without him, man. Doing much better without KDK. He's bringing us down. Dead weight. We put Dr. Lego in his place. We put Dr. Lego in his place. We put KDK in his place. Dr. Lego came around. Dr. Lego's like Libya in America. Libya said, hey, my bad. All right, we fucked up. Cool, we're cool. Yeah, all right. Libya, USA, we're down. KDK is different. KDK is some
hat in hand.
Yeah, KDK is more like Japan. We're going to have to nuke his ass before we get him to agree.
Fabulous.
We'd have to fight from house to house.
Guys.
Yeah, anyway, so we're done. Motherfuck. Where's the end music? Milkman, get the end music in here, man. I can't find it. I can't end the show without the music.
All right, I'm queuing it up right now.
All right, bro, thanks. Hey, Milkman, make sure you call me up too, man, you know? After the show, you know what I'm saying?
All right, man.
We're out of here, everybody. Thank you for bearing with us. Yet another subpar show. We'll be back next week.
All the fun hijinks you expect every week right here, Thursday, 10 p.m. on 98.6 The Mouth, Madhouse Radio.
What's that supposed to mean?
Kisses,
everything you want.
5 minutes.
What's that supposed to mean? What is that? 5 minutes every time. What do you guys do? What is your... Every time you always say that. 5 minutes, suitcases. That's like a code. I know that.
Yeah, well, if you was on the camera, you wouldn't be wondering anymore.
Oh, God. I don't want to see that. That's now.
Oh, my God. Look at my taint. Look at my taint, sweet kisses.
Hey, Ted, what's going
That's
on?
That's right, the taint right here of Madhouse Radio.
Speaking
man,
of taint,
what the hell's going on?
We
I don't
dicks.
Know.
We the taint.
Milkman has phone sex with his girlfriend and it shows his taint on the cam. We're leaving, Milk Ted.
Yeah, bye, man.
Guys, stay in the team speak. We're going to discuss some business. We'll be back next
tea.
Week. Stay tuned to the station you're listening to now, please.
My side.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking team of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.